Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation, as we broadcast live on Radio Row. Our coverage proudly sponsored by Sleep Number, the Low T Center, Twin Peaks, and Body Armor. For the second day in a row this morning, as we stand by for Victor Cruz, by the way. Victor Cruz is going to join us here in just a minute. But for the second day in a row, there was a radio fight here on Radio Row.
Yeah.
Yesterday's involving the station at WEEI. It was co-hosts arguing quite loudly. Well, this morning, rival stations in Houston, one AM 620, our sister station down there, Intercom in Houston, and one of their former employees, a man that actually was hired by our program director, Gavin Spittle, many years ago in Houston.
Oh, say.
Yeah, on AM 620.
Oh, we better go easy on him then.
Yeah.
So, well, it's possible Mr. Spittle could give us some insights into this matter and the explosive nature of one of the personalities involved.
6'10 in Houston, sir.
Oh, 6'10 in Houston, my bad.
Get that right.
Yes, and a couple of friends of ours, Seth Payne and Mike Meltzer, right?
Yeah, those are good guys.
They're on there talking. Well, one of their former co-workers, Josh Ennis, who got fired in Houston and then went on to Philadelphia and got fired in Philadelphia for being too extreme and confrontational, really. So he's bringing a Northeastern type of sports radio approach as far as the animosity and the confrontation to Houston, and apparently he's been agitating his former co-workers and then playing the, oh, they don't like me now. You know, well, you've been trolling the hell out of them and saying all these insults about them. And, well, apparently there's been some social media back and forth, and this morning, you know, they were talking about Josh Ennis, and he caught wind of it. So he's on the air over on the sister, or over on their rival station, and turns off his mic, picks up his phone, calls into the radio board. So now he's essentially going wireless with his cell phone, comes over to the AM 610 sports radio show, his former co-workers, and sits down, and they just start going at it. Explosiveness, and apparently we have some audio. I think it's going to be eligible for G-Bag of the Day, but you know, this one was really personal. This wasn't a professional dispute that had, you know,
deteriorated. Hey, you want a little taste of it?
A little taste? I'd love a taste, Lucius.
You could have been so great. Uh-huh. There were rumors that you were going to take these guys' jobs over. And supposedly, according to you.
Yeah.
According to you, you're going to take their job over.
But now,
where are you? You're bouncing around from place to place. It's pathetic. It's sad. You're a bad person.
I'm a bad person?
Yes, you're a bad person.
I'm a bad person?
You are a bad person.
Based on what?
You're weak. You're insecure. You can't leave things alone. You're going to look at Twitter.
That's Seth Payne going off.
He's Josh Ennis.
As soon as
10 o'clock's over, you're going to go back to cramming
it
a
piss
and trying to pander book to fans.
I guarantee you.
And then you're going to say, this is good for radio, this is good for so-and-so. They're syndicating you in New Orleans. You're basically Patrick Creighton right now.
You're Gulf Coast regional radio.
All right, there is just a taste of Seth Payne. I believe he's a Houston Texan who sacked Tony Romo on the Houston Texans win to open AT&T Stadium. I believe that is his claim to fame.
All right.
We'll hear more of that in G-Bag of the Day coming up in 220. But sitting down now here at our broadcast position, one of the most dangerous playmakers in the NFC East in recent years, signed with the Giants as an undrafted free agent. You know who he is because he kept salsa dancing in the damn end zone after scoring and even a couple against the Cowboys. A good morning to Victor Cruz. Sir Gavin Dawson from The Fan, nice to meet you.
Good morning. No problem. Thanks for having me.
Welcome on the show. This is home of the Cowboys here in Dallas-Fort Worth.
So I should just leave now.
No. You got
being
a
kicked out.
Unfortunately, we got used to losing over these last 20 years. We're hoping it turns around anytime now.
So let's get into stuff really interesting from our perspective regarding your Giants. What's the status of Eli Manning's presence right now as a franchise quarterback, you think?
I think he stays. I think he's got a couple of good years left in him. I think, obviously, injuries just killed him last year, killed the entire team last year, and he was operating at a deficit a little bit for a large majority of the season. So I think this year, I think Gettleman, our new GM, is behind him. I think they believe in Eli Manning. Obviously, Gettleman was there as a player personnel guy years back, so he knows Eli very, very well. And I think he's in his corner. So I think they're going to give Eli every shot to continue as the team's quarterback. And I think he's earned that. I think, obviously, two-time Super Bowl champion, MVP, all that good stuff. I think he's earned the right to say when he's done and when he wants to hang him up.
So if you're the Giants general manager with the second pick in the draft, it's a lot of kind of Darnold Rosen stuff going on right now. Mm-hmm. Do you pass on a quarterback and help out Eli's last few years? Or do you take the quarterback, sit him for a year, kind of like Kansas mm-hmm. City did, and then have him take over the team the next year?
That's tough, man. It's such a, you know, there's so many different ways you can go with this thing. That's why I'm glad I'm not a GM getting up there racking my brain about this. But I think it starts with Davis Webb. It starts with a guy you drafted a year ago. How much do you believe in Davis Webb to potentially be Eli Manning's successor? And when you ask yourself that question, that answer will give you the answer to what you want. I think if that answer is no, then you go out and get one of those great quarterbacks that are in the draft. Or if that answer is yes, then I'm personally a Saquon Barkley fan, so I think we need to go out and get Saquon Barkley and make that backfield extremely dynamic to go along with Odell and Sterling and,
yikes,
you know, B. Marshall and all that good stuff. So
how in the world, because you mentioned Davis Webb, like there is a young quarterback there mm-hmm. that maybe you want to look at him. How in the world did they break Eli's streak to let Geno play and then put him right back in?
I'm still racking my brain as to why that is. And I could see if you bench Eli and you put Davis Webb in.
Right.
Because you want to see what he has. You want to put him out there in the fire and see if he can do all the things that you think he can do. But the benching to put Geno Smith in, and no disrespect to Geno, but you've seen him play. You know what he can do. You know what his skill set is. And that kind of just baffled me a little bit because I just didn't understand why you benched the only consistent piece of your offense that you've had for years to put in someone that you knew what he was about and doesn't have the same type of tenure and mindset that Eli does.
Victor Cruz with us. Was there ever a good answer given on how it went from being so successful in 2016 to so poor last year?
No, there's never a real answer. I mean, it's just the nature of the game, right? It's just the nature of how things go and the nature of the NFL. I mean, one year you can be at the bottom of the league in every statistical category, then the next year you can be the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know what I mean? So that's the beauty of this league, too, is that you have all this parity and all these different teams that can come to fruition out of nowhere. And I think that's what we saw this year with teams like Minnesota, teams like Jacksonville, and Philly coming up, too.
How do you feel about the way your career ended? It was such a bright star, and I felt like it was just 2016 or 2017, you were still out there and making plays, and then, boom, free agent.
It was a little tough, obviously, especially being on a team that, you know, pretty much birthed your career, and you want to, you know, I always looked at guys like Allen Iverson and Kobe that stay with teams throughout their entire career, and that's how I wanted to be. I wanted to be one of those guys that stays with a team for however many years, then retires with that team, and then, you know, floats off into the sunset. But obviously God has a different plan for me and has a different set of criteria for me moving forward. But I don't have any regrets, man. Everything was supposed to happen the way it was.
It feels like, and I used to play baseball, mm-hmm. and so A.J. Hinch, who is a manager of the Houston Astros, he said, Mike, when it was ending for us, he's like, it never ends well for almost everybody except for guys like John Elway. Mm-hmm. Usually doesn't end well, but it looks like you've come to peace or you're at peace with it. Because I just remember a year or two ago when the Giants kind of were going to move forward, mm-hmm. you're kind of like, you know, this and that just didn't go my way. But then now you've had kind of a perspective of looking back and going, you know what, the Giants are my organization. Mm-hmm. I love them. And, mm-hmm. and you know, tell me how that process went of kind of becoming at peace on how it all came about.
It was definitely a process because in the beginning you're like, man, I'm obviously I was very, very appreciative of the opportunity to just even come back and to still have a position on this team and to still be out there and have an opportunity to make plays after the number of injuries that I took in the years prior. But then when I came back and I was still making plays and I was still efficient, I was still doing what I needed to do, I felt like I hadn't really lost a step. And then to be let go after that year was a little confusing. It was like, okay, don't tell me you want to go in a different direction. Don't tell me I lost a step or I didn't do something right, because if you put the film on, I'm still making plays. I'm still doing the things I need to do to help this football team win. So that was just a little confusion early on. And then once I realized I couldn't change that decision, that's when it slowly started to, you know, I had to come to agreement with the fact that I understand where I am. I understand what type of player I am. I understand where I am in my career. And I'm comfortable with that, and I'm excited for you know, giving the league one more shot potentially this year. And then, if not, floating off into the sunset and doing all the things that I love to do off the field.
Victor Cruz with us, and one of those things recently was presenting at the Grammys. What can you tell us about that experience?
It was so much fun, man. I mean, seeing all these people and seeing all these people that you look up to in the music business and in other areas of the business as well, it's just it's such a humbling experience, especially me coming from where I come from and being undrafted and potentially, and, you know, no one knowing who I was at one point, to being on stage with Sarah Silverman and skipping to the microphone with her, which was completely crazy. I'm just happy I didn't fall and do anything crazy. But my journey and my ride has just been unbelievable. And I just want to – my goal is, how do I continue that journey? How do I continue that
journey? Okay, because on Twitter you describe yourself as a scholar and as a human. Mm-hmm, and I found that interesting. What is involved in those pursuits right now?
So just as a scholar, obviously I've had my ups and downs through my collegiate career, but ended up graduating with a 3.5 GPA. And just being someone that always wanted to be – you know, my mother was like – she always wanted me to be well-spoken. She always wanted me to carry myself a certain way. And whenever people look at me, they say, hey, you know, that guy speaks well, talks to people well. He's a genuine guy. And that's what I bank it on. And that's where the scholar comes in. And then the human is, I'm just like everybody else. You know, I play football and did all those things and won a Super Bowl. But when you see me, I'm going to shake everybody's hand. I'm going to take every photo. I'm going to hug everyone. And I'm a human just like everybody else.
Why were you guys able to beat the Patriots and nobody else can?
Because, you know, they had Victor Cruz on the team. So obviously. No, I'm kidding. I think that we just had a level of not quitting that was just unparalleled. I think coming from Coach Coughlin, our head coach, all the way down through our team, I think we just had a level of confidence that was unbelievable and unlike anything that we've ever seen on these teams. Obviously in 07 when I was in college watching those guys play, and that same type of energy happened in 2011.
Now, you talked about wanting to be a Giant your whole career, and we have a situation with Dez Bryant where his numbers have dropped off the last few years. In fact, Greg Jennings is just right behind you, and he talked about do whatever you have to do to stay on the Cowboys. If you had any advice for Dez Bryant and where he's at in his career path, what would you say to him?
I would say just work extremely hard at your craft the same way you do every offseason and the same way you do to prepare for your team. But I think, obviously, don't be angry, because I think we have a notation to be angry when teams want to cut us or you start hearing those rumblings. Just relax. Understand that it's all part of the game. And, you know, I had a good friend of mine, Deshaun Goldson, played safety for the Niners for a bunch of years. He said, man, if you got to take a pay cut or if they're about to release you, like, that's a good thing. That means you've played for a long time, man. That means you've made your mark in this league for a long time. And it's not always a bad thing. So when you think about it that way, it's like, man, I played in this game a long time, and now it's my time to start looking at my career and looking at where I can get better, where I can help certain teams, where I can help this team, and keep going. I think Dez Bryant still has a lot to offer the Dallas Cowboys, and I think I think he retires as a Cowboy. I don't think he's going anywhere.
Victor, so who can we thank for bringing you to Radio Row today?
You could thank Verizon for bringing me here today. They're doing a great initiative, inspiring students to explore STEM education. I mean, that's my foundation speaks to that as well, the Victor Cruz Foundation, and in partnership with Verizon. And later on, I'll be with Carl Anthony Towns on the Verizon Mobile Learning Lab, surprising these kids at this middle school, just teaching them about what STEM education is all about, understanding that not only can you have a field or a profession in football, it doesn't just have to be on the football field or on the basketball court. It can be in the front office. It can be on the back end. And STEM education is heavily involved in that. And just giving back to these kids, man, Verizon has involved $200 million to this initiative. And it's really remarkable the things they've done. And I'm just happy to be in partnership with them.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome. Congrats on all your success. We wish you the best of luck.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.